Welcome, if you're just tuning in. You have a chance to hear some theater live on the radio in just a moment. We have members of the cast of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow with us. You know the story, perhaps. If not, we'll refresh your memory or introduce you to it. The performance opens a week from today at the New Hazlett Theater, and let's meet some of the cast members who are here with us, and we'll start with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your day?
My name is Catherine Gallagher.
And Catherine, tell me about yourself.
I'm Pittsburgher, born and raised.
Whereabouts?
South Hills. Yeah, South Hills. And then I went to Point Park University as a musical theater major, so living and drew in theater.
When did you know that you wanted to be a musical theater major?
Well, I actually, I've been doing theater since I was little, just as a fun job. Went to college for psychology and English, made it a semester, and decided that theater would be the better path for me.
So. And you were at Point Park in those disciplines?
I went to Allegheny College for psychology and English and transferred in my second year.
Well, good for you. It takes a lot of courage to do that, actually.
It was a little scary.
I'll bet. And what role do you play in the production?
I play Katrina Van Tassel and her real-life counterpart, Kate.
And can you tell me a little bit about those characters?
Sure. Katrina is the female at which this love triangle happens around. She plays the richest girl in the town and set to marry Brom Bones. And Ichabod Crane, the schoolmaster, comes along, and she decides that maybe she's going to make Ichabod like her for a little while to make Brom jealous.
And Brom's sitting on your right,
I guess. Brom is over there.
Oh, Brom's over here.
He's okay. In the tight white t-shirt. Bulging muscles. Yes.
Is that typecasting for you?
A little bit.
Okay.
I do like to beat up Brian.
Okay. Well, let's meet you. You're Tom Kolos.
Last I checked, yeah. Pittsburgher, born and raised.
Whereabouts?
Greenfield. A couple towns over. Mm-hmm. Went to Central Catholic, go Vikings. Went to Duquesne from there.
Go Dukes.
And then went to Point Park, and I would say go Pioneers?
Pioneers?
We have a mascot. I think we have a ping pong table.
They kind of quarantine the musical theater majors away from the rest of the school.
Baseball majors.
Whose benefit is that for? The majors or the school? Have you thought about that?
I think the school. I think we're quite a breed.
So are you through at Point Park now?
Oh, yeah. I'll be 29 tomorrow. So
Happy
I've been
birthday.
Out of thank you very much. Thank you.
You'll be 2010 the next year.
Right.
And tell me about your drive to be an actor. When did you know you wanted to do this?
Oh, boy.
Was it for the money?
Exactly. The story is junior year at Duquesne, I was getting ready to go to law school, and I did a visit, and I just really, really, really disliked what I saw. And I was sitting on the AWOC with some friends lamenting my existence, and this girl walks by, and I start talking to her, I said, hey, would you like to go to Options for dinner? And she goes, sure, certainly. I have to go audition for the show. Are you an actor? And I said, sure. And ended up getting cast in the show, and from there I transferred to Point Park for musical theater, and that was that.
Well, how interesting. Two transferees. Mm-hmm. Did you both know that about each other? You probably did.
Well, actually, we're engaged.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
We figured it out a little later.
Well, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
We have you sitting as far apart as possible.
We're pretty deep into the engagement, so yeah. That's actually beneficial.
do you have a date actually picked?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
August 24th, 2012.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We figure we're not in any hurry. We know
actors.
We're going to spend the rest of our lives with each other.
Actors. So you're working on the trailer, and then you're going to run that for a while, and then negotiate all the foreign rights and everything.
Exactly.
And then, you'll eventually have the marriage.
And for a listener pledge of $10, we'll send you a mug with our picture on it. It's going to be awesome.
And a mug
with
a mug.
Was this a bad idea, Wayne?
No. a mug with a mug. Not a bad thought at all. So the character that you play, Tom, is it's not Ichabod Crane. It's
No, I'm playing Brombones.
Brombones.
Who is, you know, one of literature's kind of heavies. And then also his counterpart, Beau. Story takes place in two eras. It opens with this group of college kids in a cemetery in Sleepy Hollow, telling kind of the urban legends. And the last one to go is Beau, who begins to tell the story of the legend of the Headless Horseman. Brom is kind of the high school quarterback sort of character, you know, and he kind of has his life set. He's going to stay in Sleepy Hollow and marry Katrina, and life is going to be awesome. And then Ichabod Crane comes in, and Ichabod, you know, is an intellectual, and so Katrina kind of pits one against the other, and that's your story.
Right, and Brian plays Ichabod Crane, who we'll meet in just a moment. And so this staging, these four more modern, maybe relatable, somewhat relatable characters, makes this version particularly accessible to folks who are younger, who maybe haven't seen or read the story before. So that's kind of cool. Now, Sarah Fisher is here, too. Hi, Sarah. Oh, let me turn your mic on. And
Oh, there we go.
There
Hi.
You are. Yes, I gave you a chance to rehearse here. Hi. Tell me about yourself.
All right. I am
You've got a shiny engagement ring on, too.
Yeah.
You're not engaged to Brian, are you?
No.
She's also engaged to me.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
No, this is a bad idea.
Letters can be addressed to you.
No, I am also engaged to an actor, though, a local Pittsburgh actor, Vince Ventura. Hi, Vince.
Hi, Vince. Go, Vincent. Okay.
Yay. Yeah, but I was born and raised in Carrick in Pittsburgh, and I went to the Creative and Performing Arts High School, and I went to Point Park for a little bit as well, and now I skillfully manage the admission. Well, I don't manage, but I work up at the admissions desk in the Children's Museum.
Yes.
So come and, you know, check me out up there.
You get to see her mug every day.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're one of those people, you know, that are up there greeting people and welcoming them and putting wristbands on them. And, you know, that trains you if you ever work in a hospital for admitting people, too.
Yeah.
You put those wristbands on folks.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, because that's my life goal right there.
You can never get them off, ever.
Yeah. No, they're hard.
You have to cut them off. I have to cut them off of kids sometimes, too. They get very finicky about that.
Yes, kids don't always. Well, nope. Who wants to wear a paper bracelet?
Yeah.
Some people do, apparently.
It's a new fashion.
So what role do you play?
I play Janice, which is one of the modern characters, one of the college girls. And then I also play Annika, which is Katrina's best friend. And I play Ivo the dog.
You play a dog?
I play a dog.
You poor thing.
I know. I have knee pads, though, so it's a little helpful.
Okay.
I have knee pads, and you'll actually get to see me with a stick in my mouth. I actually go and fetch, and I play a dog very well, I must say.
She's been practicing since we started.
I can imagine.
Yeah. It's very, very convincing.
Well, that's nice.
I'm
not even sure how else to even follow that.
Yeah, I know. I tell people I play a dog, and they're like, "Well, okay." That's why you should come and see it, though, because you know you want to see a little blonde girl play a dog. It's just going to be great.
What more could you ask for?
There you go.
Except Brian's already.
Hi, Mom and Dad. Come see the show.
Yes.
Brian's here. Your Mom and Dad listening, you think? Hi, Mom and Dad. Come.
My dad's probably sleeping, but my mom is. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Very good. Now, Brian, tell me about you and about your role. Your mic, yes, it's coming on, I promise.
No.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
I play Ichabod Crane.
And we all hear about Ichabod Crane, but some people might not know who he is. I mean, it's a common character.
Sure. Ichabod Crane is the schoolmaster who comes to Sleepy Hollow from Connecticut to educate the children of Sleepy Hollow and falls in love with the town sweetheart, Katrina Van Tassel, and discovers that he has competition in Brom Van Bones and gets beat up a lot.
Hmm. And he falls in love with Katrina when she's a woman, not a dog.
Correct. Okay. Katrina is the woman, yes. Yes. Sarah, who plays Ivo the dog. So, yes. But,
okay. It's very confusing.
Yeah, well, a lot of people here. So,
so are you the whole cast? Is this
no.
the entire
no.
cast?
No.
Okay. So there's more, but we have the major characters here.
Right.
Well,
very
and
good.
Sarah.
The great thing about this show is that it's really an ensemble piece. We have a great cast. Everyone plays multiple characters, and the entire show is done not through just a vision on stage, a person on stage, but through light and sound. Mm-hmm. So.
No offense to Sarah, but it would be fun if you all had to take a crack at the dog.
Sarah does such an awesome job with
really,
the dog.
Really, really. I mean,
she is so cute.
Born to play the dog.
Yeah, born to play a dog.
Play a retriever.
I just, you know, it's, some people have a knack for it, some people don't. I'm one of those people. What can I say?
I actually read to play the retriever, and they just said, you know what, not going to work.
Well, you know, that's, you know, you just never know. Brian, tell me about yourself. Where did you grow up?
I grew up actually south of Pittsburgh, a little in 84, Pennsylvania, a little rural area.
Washington County?
Yes, yeah. Originally from Pittsburgh, though, and have lived in Bloomfield for the past 20-some years. So.
And did you go to school for this?
I did not, actually. I did go to Point Park, coincidentally and interestingly enough. I went to Point Park years ago,
really?
Not for theater, although I've been working as an actor for many, many years.
So everybody here has, if you were to say, and it's just an interesting observation, there's a Point Park connection for each of you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like is a way station, either coming there from somewhere else, going there for something else, or going there for a little while. And it's interesting.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal school.
It's a hub.
It's a hub.
It's the Pittsburgh hub.
It's the urban campus is what it is.
It is.
Yes.
The urban campus. So we're going to hear a scene. Now, this is Prime Stage Theater, and the play opens at the new Hazlett Theater on the north side October 30th. It runs through November 7th. And do we need to set up the scene at all, Catherine, to explain what's going on?
Sure. The scene that you're about to listen to is taking place in the schoolroom. It's a singing lesson between Katrina and Ichabod Crane. And two guests arrive that were very unexpected. So here we go.
Here's the cast, members of the cast, Prime Stage Theater's production of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Well, that was lovely, Katrina. You're making much progress.
Thanks to thy help.
Woof.
Hello there.
Oh, no, please. Don't let us interrupt.
We were just finishing, were we not, Ichabod?
So it's Ichabod now.
Yes, that's enough for today.
You know, I hear that you are quite the singer, schoolmaster.
Some people do say that, yes.
How about a song?
Brombones, please.
No, come on, schoolmaster, entertain us with a little tune.
This is hardly the time or the place.
Am I not good enough to hear you sing? Perhaps you think me too low and rough and dirty to appreciate your talents.
Brom, stop it.
No, 'tis not that.
Then what is it, then? Nothing? Then come on, songbird, sing.
You did not have to do this, Ichabod.
No, 'tis fine, Katrina. O God, our help in ages past.
Oh, come on, schoolmaster. I can't hear you louder now.
Our hope for years to come. Our shelter from the stormy blast.
Shh, stop it.
And our eternal home.
Well, I must say that was very good.
Well, thank ye.
I was talking to the dog.
Take this, you ruffian!
So I see the scarecrow has a spine after all.
You have had your fun, Brombones. Now go.
Thanks for the song. Come on, Ivo.
Ichabod, aren't you distressed?
Oh, I'm fine, Katrina. That brute! One day someone will teach him a lesson.
Bravo. And anything else anybody would like to mention about the show? That it sounds like it's going to be terrific. I know it's a busy time for you. It opens coming up October 30th through November 7th, Sarah?
Yeah. I just wanted to mention that we are actually incorporating music into the show, and we actually have a guitar player that's going to be playing like background music. He's going to be doing a little bit of the sounds that aren't going to be done over the sound system on his guitar live every single performance. So that's also something to check out. We're really trying to incorporate different kinds of things into this show, and the music and the sounds that you're going to hear is definitely one of them.
That's great. What's his name?
Jack Erdy.
Oh, I know Jack really well.
Yeah,
that's great. Jack will do a really good job of that as well. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Prime Stage Theater. You can go to primestage.com for additional information. The show opens October 30th and runs through November 7th at the New Hazlett Theater. It's 22 after 10 at the Saturday Light Brigade.